The result was startling. You hardly hear your own voice when using suit radio, as you are shielded from your output, but here, underground, in a network of smooth corridors, my output came back to me as if the whole complex were one enormous waveguide. Brumby! My ears rang with it, and then rang again. Mr. Rico! Not so loud, I said, trying to talk very softly myself. Where are you? Brumby answered, not quite so deafeningly. Sir, I don't know, we're lost. Well, take it easy. We're coming to get you. You can't be far away. Is the platoon sergeant with you? No, sir, we never... Hold it. I clicked in my private circuit. Sarge. I read you, sir. His voice sounded calm, and he was holding the volume down. Brumby and I are in radio contact, but we've not been able to make rendezvous. Where are you? He hesitated slightly. Sir, my advice is to make rendezvous with Brumby's section, then return to the surface. Answer my question. Mr. Rico, you could spend a week down here and not find me, and I'm not able to move. You must... Cut it, Sarge. Are you wounded? No, sir, but... Then why can't you move? Bug trouble? Lots of it. They can't reach me now, but I can't come out. So I think you had better... Sarge, you're wasting time. I am certain you know exactly what turns you took. Now tell me, while I look at the map, and give me a vernier reading on your DR tracer. That's a direct order. Report. He did so, precisely and concisely. I switched on my headlamp, flipped up the snoopers, and followed it on the map. All right, I said presently. You're almost directly under us and two levels down, and I know what turns to take. We'll be there as soon as we pick up the second section. Hang on. I clicked over. Brumby?
Here, sir.
When you came to the first tunnel intersection, did you go right, left, or straight ahead?
Straight ahead, sir.
Okay. Kunha, bring him along. Brumby, have you got bug trouble?
Not now, sir, but that's how we got lost. We tangled with a bunch of them, and when it was over, we were turned around.
I started to ask about casualties, then decided that bad news could wait. I wanted to get my platoon together and get out of there. A bug town with no bugs in sight was somehow more upsetting than the bugs we had expected to encounter. Brumby coached us through the next two choices, and I tossed Tanglefoot bombs down each corridor we did not use. Tanglefoot is a derivative of the nerve gas we had been using on bugs in the past. Instead of killing, it gives any bug that trots through it a sort of shaking palsy. We had been equipped with it for this one operation, and I would have swapped a ton of it for a few pounds of the real stuff. Still, it might protect our flanks.